Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
51 degrees at 9:49, and time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4:13, up 3/4 on the open. July 4:18, down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 3:42 1/4, down a half on the open. July, 3:56 unchanged. September, 3:66 1/2, down 1. December, 3:82 down a half. March, 3:96 unchanged on the open. May corn opened at 2:34 1/2 unchanged on the open. July, 2:45 1/4, down a quarter. September, 2:54 1/2 down a quarter. December, 2:65 1/2 down 1. March, 2:74 1/4 down a half on the open. May oats open at 1:73 3/4, up a quarter on the open. July, 1:78 1/4 down 3/4. May soybeans opened at 5:59 1/4, up a half on the open. July, 5:73 unchanged. August, 5:79 up 3/4. September, 5:82 1/2 up a half. November, 5:90 unchanged. January, 5:97 1/2 down a quarter. March, 6:04 1/2 unchanged on the open. May soybean meal open at 1:71.70 up 70 on the open. July, 1:74 up 40. May soybean oil open at 22:45 up 1 on the open. July, 22:89 up 3. Over on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, April feeders open at 99.10 down 10 on the open. May, 98.95 down 27 1/2. August, 101.50 down 17 1/2 on the open. April live cattle open at 78.40 up 7 1/2 on the open. June, 73.12 1/2 unchanged. April lean hogs opened at 56.60, up 30 on the open. May, 63.50, down 2 1/2. June, 64.45, up 40. July, 64.50, up 15 on the open. And May bellies open at 78.52 1/2, up 20 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you on this beautiful, sunny, cool, crisp morning in April.
The kind of day that makes you want to get out the tractor and start going.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and look at the markets and start in the soybean pit. May now 5:60 1/2 up 1 3/4. The Noves, 5:91 3/4 up 1 3/4. Been a tough week for beans, down 30 1/4 cents in the last three sessions. Are you going to move sideways now that we seem to have hit a midterm bottom?
You know, Dave, the fundamentals are so bearish in the soybean market. The last USDA number was somewhere around 565. The Informa Group thinks the carryover this coming year is going to be 635, and the 2006-2007 carryover at over 946 million bushels. It shows that the gravity of the bearishness of the soybean market. That doesn't mean we can't have some rallies in the marketplace, but the fundamentals are so overwhelmingly bearish. Another factor is that the USDA on their acreage survey indicated there was going to be a 700,000-acre shift to more soybeans, less corn being planted in the state of Illinois. So the real watch box is going to be in Illinois and how the Illinois farmer is going to react to these higher corn prices. And we are picking up that there is going to be some mild shift two additional corn acres with this big price differentiation that's starting to show up. But still, the fundamentals are still very bearish in soybeans.
With all that negativity that you just mentioned, why are commercial accounts building a bullish net long position in soybeans?
Well, of course, you know, it could be a couple of things. The commodity funds are in that hedgeable, fund type situation. They're considered in that category. You know, we know that the farmer in South America has been caught in a cost-price squeeze because their currencies have been so strong, and so that the farmer in South America has been a strong holder of soybeans. We know that the farmer is a strong holder of soybeans here in the U.S. We know that from farmers themselves. We know that from the country elevators. And the reason they're doing it is that they're somewhat bullish because of inflation. They're somewhat friendly because Sue Martin thinks that at some point in time prices will rally. And we know in the past, even last year, soybeans rallied. So, you know, there's some reasons for optimism, at least in their way of thinking. But the fundamentals are so overwhelmingly bearish that besides the commodity funds being long, that's the big maybe positive attitude out there.
That price squeeze that you mentioned in South America, might that be friendly soybeans longer term as producers there don't have money to plant the next crop?
Well, we know that their crop is being harvested right now. And we get the feeling that the crop has been downsized a little, but the Argentine bean crop is going to come in at 40 million metric tons and probably the Brazilian crop at 58 million metric tons. What it boils down to is that the end user, whether he's in China or Europe or Central Illinois, he's going to be able to be a choosy buyer of soybeans, and as a result of that, it's going to have to be done as far as farmers picking the right time. Now, we do know that the South American farmer has built more storage. The co-op elevators down there have built more storage, and they are trying to avoid selling and dumping beans at harvest time. But we do know that at some point in time they have to be willing sellers, and last year they did that in the November timeframe when we had our major hurricane here in the U.S.
Turning our attention to the corn pit, May now 235¾ up 1¼, December 267¾ up 1¼. Earlier this week we had reports out of China that their government may look at issuing export licenses for 3 million metric tons of corn. That after earlier this year, there were indications that there would not be exports out of the PRC in corn. What's this likely to do to the market?
Well, that's an ouch. We do know that the 250 level was an area that we did encourage people to cover some of their short positions. And we were able to sell quite a few bushels up in the 270 area. It's our opinion that we will see fairly good support in the 260-265 area basis of the December contract. Also, historically, if planting weather is favorable, price trends have a tendency to erode and price erosion takes place from April 6th to the end of the month. But when it's all said and done, the fundamentals are more bullish today than they were 60 to 90 days ago. And that's the reason why corn is trading at $2.67 a bushel. The big question is, can the marketplace buy enough additional acres to change the USDA's formula that they put out a couple of days ago on their March planting intentions report, which has been subject to major changes in the past? So that's the major question. As far as planting weather, it looks awful wet to me over here in the next few days, and even though it's warming up, there's still a lot of rainfall in the Midwest.
And as you look at that December corn November bean spread, what are your thoughts about what is most likely to happen in terms of buying more corn acres back?
Well, you know, my hunch is that corn's going to stay strong and beans are going to get cheaper, and know, one of the things that we need to see is, of course, basis needs to start telling the American farmer that we need to plant more acres, and that's a function of the cash grain market markets, and that's going to be done with, you know, more grain storage and demand, and we still see a brighter picture in the future with exports, ethanol, and better feed usage. So the big three, as far as usage is concerned, is still very positive as far as corn's concerned.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
May corn now trading 236 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. May soybeans at 561, up 2 1/4, now up 2 at 560 3/4. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.